Hello, and you're very welcome to this week's Sports View with myself, Aidan Rafferty, and the show's as always kindly sponsored by Heinz Pharmacy here in Roscommon Town. And now it's time for part two of Roscommon GAA Memories. And this week, myself and Ray are talking about the Roscommon Kildare game, the game where Frankie Dolan lit up the championship with his great display. I'd say that'd be a fair description, wouldn't it, Ray?
It was a super display, and the newspaper headline was Dolan Pure Magic. And that was the proper headline for the performance that Frankie Dolan put in for Roscommon against Kildare on the 26th of July, 2003. It was a Saturday evening, Aidan, down in Portisha. It was a very warm evening, and Roscommon beat Kildare in the qualifiers. It was the fourth round qualifier, and it meant that Roscommon got through to the All-Ireland quarter-final where they played Kerry. They lost to Kerry a couple of weeks later, but Roscommon beat Kildare by 118 to 19 points after extra time. And really, really magnificent performance by Roscommon, and particularly by Frankie Dolan. Frankie Dolan scores 13 points, would you believe, in that match. Scored 4 points from play. He got 145, a sideline, and 7 frees. And the first score of the game for Roscommon was a sideline by Frankie, which was absolutely incredible point, which set the tone for his performance and for Roscommon's performance throughout the match. And another tremendous point that Frankie scored from play was a late equaliser in normal time. It looked like Kildare were going to win. They had led by a point of time almost up. And Shane Curran made a big burst out of the goals up the field. He gave it to Morgan Byrne, the half-back, and Morgan Byrne then sent it into Frankie, and Frankie scored an amazing point as well to put Roscommon level. And then it went into extra time, and you know, the game ended 112 to 15 points in normal time, and John Tiernan got the Roscommon goal. Roscommon led by a point at half time, and then Kildare scored 4 in a row, and then Roscommon got a goal with John Tiernan. It was a great goal, and then it set up the nail biting finish for Roscommon, with Frankie Dolan coming to the fore once more to rescue Roscommon and to leave it 112 to 15 points after normal time. But it was an amazing game, Aidan, for 23,751 supporters in Portlaoise. Two very well supported teams, Roscommon and Kildare. Dermot Early Jr. wasn't playing that evening, he was injured, or unavailable anyway. Anthony Rainbow also was unavailable for Kildare, but it was 112 to 15 in normal time, and then it was the Frankie Dolan show after that.
That's it.
Six points in extra time for Roscommon. He scored the last 9 of Roscommon's scores that day. You know, the first, as I said, was the impossible line ball, the miraculous point to equalise, and then it was tit for tat in extra time, but Roscommon held on to win by 2 points, and really a star performance is an understatement for what Frankie Dolan did that evening, scoring 13 points in the game. Like Kildare, at the very end of the game, before that point by Frankie to equalise, Roscommon had a goal chance. Stephen Lohan got through. Enda Murphy, the Kildare goalkeeper, saved it. Pádraic Brennan went up the field and scored a point for Kildare to put them in the lead. And then Frankie got the equaliser, which was set up by Shane Curran and Morgan Byrne. The paper says that Frankie Dolan's shooting that evening was like a satellite guided shooting. It was just a tour de force by Frankie Dolan. But Herculean effort by Kildare as well. They added to the game, you know, they made it a great game for fans, and it was on television. And I remember that the Roscommon fans were in jubilant form after the game, because it was the second. You know, 2 weeks before that, Frankie had scored, or 3 weeks before that, Aidan, Frankie scored 12 points, would you believe, against Offaly.
Yeah.
While third round qualifier down in Mullingar. And that game went to extra time as well. That finished 120 to 115 to Roscommon. And Frankie Dolan scored 12 points that night as well for Roscommon. It was a Saturday evening in Mullingar, and in at the game as well, and it was a massive crowd. Tommy Carr was the Roscommon manager, even in Portlaoise. Pádraic Nolan was the Kildare manager. Pádraic Nolan had no complaints. You know, he says his team had given it everything. Kildare had been in the Leinster final the week before, and they had lost to Laois. Mick O'Dwyer was the manager of Laois at the time, and Laois had won their first Leinster championship since 1946, I think, in the previous Sunday, having beaten Kildare. So Kildare had, do you remember the days when there was just a 6 day turnaround for teams from provincial finals that had
That's
lost
right.
and
There
then
wasn't much.
finished?
There wasn't much. Shall we say, not a resting period, but there wasn't much time between one game and another. If you got knocked out in the province, there was. But I that was a very that was still a, that was a very good Laois team, because that was that team were bet by Westmeath the week the was it the season before? Remember, Westmeath won it.
That's right, in 2004, the year after,
Oh, the year after, yeah. So that.
Westmeath beat Laois in the Leinster final. Westmeath's first ever Leinster Championship win in Croke Park, and that was on a replay on a Saturday evening as well. I think something like 12 points to 10. So the late great Paddy Shea got one over great Mick O'Dwyer. And so Laois's reign as Leinster champions lasted 1 year that year, that 2003. But Laois went on to lose the quarterfinals at All Ireland in 2003 to Armagh, who were the previous champions. Roscommon had already, Aidan, had a great campaign that year under Tommy Carr. It's his first year in charge, and they were very, very fit. Shane Curran was the captain of the team, was in goals, you know, and he brought in some new players, youthful players with a lot of dynamism and fitness and if you like, pace, you know, like Eamon Towey came in. Derek Kennellan was in the half forward line. You know, he'd introduced fresh players to the system. The first round of the championship was in June, and Roscommon lost 12 points to 8 to Galway over in Pearse Stadium. And that day, Frankie got a point, and Galway went on to win the Connacht Championship. They beat Mayo by a couple of points in the Connacht final. And Roscommon lost that, and they went into a first round qualifier game against Leitrim on the June bank holiday weekend. And they beat Leitrim by 2-9 to 1-11 through a last minute goal by Frankie Dolan's St Bridget's teammate, Jimmy Neil O'Connor. Jimmy O'Connor, he got a goal in the last minute. That went to the very dying seconds of that game. Tremendous. It was a thriller of a game as well. Leitrim had put in a great shift, a great performance. It looked like they were going to win. They were 2 points up, but Roscommon got up the field and got the goal, Jimmy O'Connor. And Frankie Dolan scored 6 points that evening as well, Aidan.
Yeah.
You know, so Frankie was on fire all season. He's got 138 all through the campaign. The next game then was against in Hyde Park against Cork. Cork had taken a big beating in the Munster semi-final to Limerick by 16 points to 6. It was Larry Tompkins' last year as manager, and they came to Hyde Park with Colin Corkery and Owen Sexton and a lot of the great players that we've known from down the years with Cork. And Roscommon beat them by 14 points to 110. And Frankie was on the score sheet that evening again. I think it was 3 points he got that evening.
That's it, because I mean, that back in those days, Cork was, you know, Cork were one, you know, they were still at their kind of best before they had the dip in the early kind of, or in the late kind of, you know, between 20, you know, they won the All Ireland, I think, in 2010, wasn't it? And then then they kind of dipped in form there for a few years, and now they're kind of coming back to themselves again, Cork. But that was when Cork was back, you know, in 2003, 2004, that they were, Cork were very good. They were still at the top of their game there before the dip. So you know, for Scotland to have that win, you know, it was quite an achievement. And I suppose really, looking at the Kildare game, there would have been a lot of survivor. There would have been a good few survivors from the 98, the Kildare team that were beaten by Galway in 98 in the All Ireland final as well. I'd say.
Like Glenn Ryan, Brian Lacey, you know, Tig Fennan, Eddie McCormack, Derek McCormack, you know, Dermot Byrne was injured, Anthony Rainbow was that game as well, you know. So they had a lot of, like, Pádraig Hurley was a good free taker for them that time as well. He was playing for them, you know. So they had a lot of players and a lot of experience that come into it. Martin Lynch had retired. He retired the year before, if I'm not mistaken, so he wasn't involved. But of course, Johnny Doyle, the great Johnny Doyle, was playing for Donegal. Like, Johnny was a great, you know, we talk about the players that never won an All Ireland. Like, Johnny Doyle was one of the greats, you know. He served Kildare for so many years. Like their midfield that day was, like, Killian Brennan played for years for them in the middle of the field as well, you know. And so, like, Kildare were a strong team in 2003. They had won the Leinster Championship in 2098 that contested the All-Ireland final. So they had the backbone of that team still available to them in 2003.
And I suppose that makes that win that day down in Portlaoise, it makes the victory all the more sweeter when you think of that achievement. You know, because Kildare were excellent that year, you know, and of course, I suppose Kildare had many great managers over the years, but it seemed to be the one person that got the only manager that managed to get the best out of them was Mick O'Dwyer. He just had that. He was one of those managers that could just get into the players' heads, a bit like John O'Mahony. In that sense, and you know, isn't that it? Like, you know, he just had that thing way of getting into players' heads and getting the best out of them. And of course, as we know, like Keane O'Neill went on to, you know, manage them in more recent times, and he was very good with them as well. But he was unlucky. And of course, we seen on the Sunday game there the other day where it was you remember Newbridge or nowhere, but you know, so you know, it just goes to show you, like, out of all the managers, the Mick O'Dwyer was the one that got the best out of them, and you know, I suppose got them to the 98 All Ireland final, you know, so you know, he just had that touch with them.
If you look at Aidan, the Kildare always had great players and great teams down through the years. Like in the 60s, they won the All-Ireland Under-21 Championship in 1965, and then Roscommon beat them in 66 in the final, like, and everybody expected Kildare to win. But Kildare didn't win a Leinster Championship from 1956 until 1998.
Yeah.
So, and I think between 1966 and 78, they contested six Leinster finals and lost them all.
Yeah.
You know, so they were in the final, you know, from 63 I think, to 78. So they were in six Leinster finals, and you know, they had good sides. They were all operating around Division Two, you know, as well, you know, and but they could never get over the line, you know.
Yeah.
Mick O'Dwyer got them over the line in 1998 and in 2000, and very close to winning the All Ireland. And like that team Keane O'Neill had as well. Just look at the talent that was in that team, the Kildare, the Newbridge or Nowhere team.
Yeah.
Like, Kildare had been very poor all season. And then they turned in some great performances in the Leinster Championship, in the qualifiers. And then they beat Mayo, you know, and went into the Super 8s, and they played pretty well in the Super 8s as well. So, like,
yeah,
like they that team that Keane O'Neill had up to last year and still has, there's an abundance of talent there, potential. And if they got someone like Mick O'Dwyer that's able to bring them that level, I think Kildare have the talent. And they always had the talent, Aidan.
Yeah.
It's just they couldn't get over the line. If you look at Kildare as well, Kildare produced two of the greatest players that played in the 80s and 90, early 90s, and Shea Fahey and Larry Tompkins.
Yeah.
And the two of them left Kildare, you know what I mean, and to go to Cork. So you ask yourself, how did that happen?
Yeah.
I know there's plenty of reasons maybe, but there's something radically wrong when two players of Larry Tompkins's and Shea Fahey's calibre leave their native county. Like, you know, if we had them in Roscommon, we couldn't afford to do without them. No, I don't think any county could do without them. And I would argue that Cork would not have won the All-Irelands in 89 and 90 if they didn't have Shea Fahey.
Yeah, they were the key that year, weren't they, really, to the Cork success?
They were indeed, absolutely. Like in the All-Ireland final in 1990, Shea Fahey got man of the match.
Yeah.
Scored, I think, 4 points from play against Meath. And he dominated the midfield. And then all through the late 80s, 87, 88, 89, 90, Larry Tompkins.
Yeah.
Like, what a player he was. He was probably the best footballer in the game at the time. So, like, there's two players that Kildare could have had maybe in the early 90s when Mick O'Dwyer came in.
Yeah.
If they had them then, you know, who knows what they might have done. Because Kildare were still, by the time Mick O'Dwyer got the Leinster Championship out of them in 98, Kildare already were on the road 6 or 7 years. That, you know, Mick O'Dwyer came in 91 and he got into a couple of Leinster finals and a league final. And then he left and in the late term with early training for a couple of years. And then Mick O'Dwyer came back. So, like, if Tompkins and Fahey were there earlier, who knows what may have happened. They might have had that success earlier, but Kildare have had some tremendous players over the years. I think of Niall Buckley, Martin Lynch, Glenn Ryan, Anthony Rainbow, you know, Dermot Early Jr. You know, they've had phenomenal players. And even now, you know, Flynn, Paul, Darrell Flynn, and these guys, like, they're great footballers. So, but on that night in 2003, there's common some great performances, but particularly from Frankie Dolan.
Yeah.
Shane Curran had good in the bowls, and, you know, Morgan Byrne was a new player that year from Strokestown. Stokes then won the Scotland Championship in 2002, and Morgan Byrne was one of the main players. He was centre half back on the Scotland team that time, and he came on to the Scotland panel in 2002, and then he formed a very good half back line with himself, Francie Graham, and Eamon Towey.
Yeah.
And you know, they performed very, very well all through the campaign. You know, at the full back line as well, you had, you know, John White, Casey had a great game that evening. You know, you had Seamus O'Neill had a great game. Stephen Lohan, Jerry Lohan. Ray Cox was the other cornerback for Roscommon. You know, Frankie Dolan. So, like, you had Derek Kinnellan, Jonathan Dunning. All of these players, like, they did really, really well. And came through with a fantastic result against Kildare. Nigel Dineen was a sub that day. Nigel came in as a sub.
Yeah.
Roscommon against Kildare and had an impact as well. So, like, Roscommon in 2003, Tommy Carr had got them playing very good football, you know, and I think, like, the first round against Galway was a little bit disappointing, but once we got on the qualifier route, like the Leitrim, Cork, Offaly and Kildare wins, that was one of Roscommon's best ever seasons, Aidan, you know, in the last
exactly,
20 years, like, except outside of winning the Connacht Championship, that's probably our best season, you know. We won the Connacht Championship in 2001, and we won in 2010 and 2017-19. But I'd say apart from those four seasons where we won the Connacht Championship, the 2003 season was a very memorable campaign for Roscommon supporters and for the team. And Tommy Carr did a really good job that year. And he got the team very, very fit, very, very, focused and you know, united. And they turned in some great performances, but none better than the performance against Kildare in Portlaoise on the 26th of July 2003, and Frankie Dolan from St Bridget's put in one of the best ever performances by a forward in Roscommon jersey.
Like, we were saying it many a time, how, you know, Frankie should have got an All-Star just for that performance alone that day against Kildare, never mind over the season. Like, you know, it was that's how... how highly I would have rated, and I'm sure you would have rated his performance that day. It was, you know, it was a season defining performance in many ways. Like, you know, I mean, if a player played that well over an entire season, never, not just one game, people would be raving. But to play like that in just one game for 70 minutes, and he didn't let up that day. It was just from minute one right through to the end. And you see, not only did he put in a great performance, but also the, you know, as you just touched on there, the point he scored a lot of points, but also a lot of them points, on recollection, some of them were from very difficult angles. And I think you know, so I mean, he just had the complete, he was just unreal, you know, throughout for 70 minutes. And, you know, when you think of modern football, that's not easy to put in a 70-minute performance like that.
That's true. And I think Frankie scored a point from the sideline against Offaly in the previous game as well. I know he scored the first point of the game against Kildare from the sideline, but he also scored from the sideline against Offaly in Mullingar. And, like, to put in that sort of performance, like, that was the first score of the game that evening in Portlaoise, that sideline. And then the equaliser was a papers called it a miraculous score, and it was from a very acute angle, you know.
Yeah.
And it looked like Roscommon were going to lose the game, you know. As I said, Enda Murphy made a save from Stephen Lohan, and Kildare were up and got a what looked like a winning point. But then the next attack, Shane Curran came out on one of those surging runs that he used to make way up the field, gave to Morgan Byrne, and Morgan to Frankie, and Frankie did the rest, you know. And, you know, Roscommon, you know, they went up to the Coe Park and played Kerry, and they scored 3-11 against Kerry in.
Yeah, that's, you know, some defeat. When you think of the defence that Kerry have, and the talent, I mean, you look at it, you know, Tomás O'Shea, you know, some fantastic defenders, but also when you look at the other end, their forwards and their midfield, you know, to actually, you know, to give Kerry a game. Now, as you said earlier on, Kerry won the game, but you know, in Croke Park against one of the best teams in the country, and to come away very unlucky not to be closer or even win that day, you know. And it was a lovely day for the game that day. And yeah, I think, you know, Shane Curran played very well that day as well.
Yeah, Neither had Shane. Came out on one of his runs, I think, that day as well, and
yeah.
came out well out the field, you know, and in the first half, I think it was. I think there was a great picture of himself and Gooch chasing him up the field.
Yeah.
You know, and there was another picture of himself sort of remonstrating with an umpire, you know, a great smile on his face, like Shane, the way he played, you know, with a smile on his face and whatnot. But Roscommon scored 3-11. I know there was a late surge in that game. The Roscommon were sort of chasing the game all through. But, like, they finished the stronger team. And I think probably we grew in belief as the game went on and wore on. And I think, you know, we probably, if we had another run at Kerry, I think we'd be far closer to them, you know, if we had them again.
I think so, yeah.
It was a good, like, 3-11 against Kerry in Croke Park. I don't think any Roscommon team has ever scored 3-11 against Kerry in Croke Park in a senior championship match, you know. So 3-11 would win most games. So it really wasn't the fault of the forwards. It just shows how good of a forward line we had. It was 3-11. Like, of course, I mentioned there, I forgot to mention Karen Mannion. Karen Mannion was instrumental in that season as well, in that team.
Yeah. And just another question there, Ray.
He was in the full forward line that time.
Yeah, and who was actually marking Frankie Dolan that day, actually? Because he'd want to be a very good defender to be able to keep up with Frankie Dolan.
Well, Brian Lacey was down at the right full back, you know. So
yeah.
I'm sure Kildare tried a number of people on him, but Brian Lacey was a very experienced footballer.
Yeah.
He was right full back. Frankie was right full left full forward. So he was the designated. He was the man named on the team to mark Frankie. But Frankie was unplayable that day.
Yeah, no matter who you put on.
You know, and like the score, as I said, 13 points. He scored 138 in the championship. And like as you touched on a few minutes ago, Aidan, I think like Frankie scored 12 against Offaly, 13 against Kildare. You know, he got 1-3 against Kerry and Croke Park, 6 against Leitrim, 3 against Cork. Like, he really and truly should have been in the All-Star. But it looks like it. The policy of the All-Star selection committee is if you have a good game in the All-Ireland final or All-Ireland semi-final, you know,
it's going to be
at least, what, 6 or 7 of the winning All-Ireland team, 4 or 5 of the defeated team in the final, and maybe 1 or 2 that had unreal games in maybe two or three consecutive championship matches throughout the season. So it's very, very difficult. Like in the old days, traditionally there was always one from the provincial winners at least, and the league final would have been taken into consideration as well. But nowadays it seems that whoever contests the All-Ireland final would probably have 12 or 13 between them. You know,
yeah.
It's a bit harsh on the likes of Frankie Dolan there, who in 2003 was up there with probably the best forward in the country.
Yeah.
In Ireland. And so, like, fair play to Frankie. He just showed his ability, and as Johnny Giles says, he did his stuff, you know, when Roscommon needed him, he did his stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a pity we didn't see more Frankie after that, you know, because
in
a couple of years, his career was over at Roscommon, like, for a long time, you know, he came back shortly, but I don't think we saw enough of him, Aidan. I think there was more, you know, he went off the panel early.
Yeah.
Roscommon, and again, I don't know why that happened, or what the reason and the rationale behind it was, but there was a few players left early or had to go early.
Yeah.
So, which is a disappointment because we needed those sort of players, you know, when Nigel Dineen, Francis Graham, Frankie Dolan sort of had early endings to their careers at Roscommon.
I suppose you could put it down maybe personal circumstances or, you know, some players nowadays would be like travelling and different things. I suppose there's a whole load of reasons. You know, maybe, I suppose there could have been another thing. Maybe, you know, Frankie put so much effort into the years. Like, I mean, even at under 21, you know, from minor, even under 21, he was a standout at under 21, and then he was brought in to the senior team, you know, so he put in such an amount of effort and he was so dependable and that maybe he just went, you know, you know, he just needed the time, you know, he just needed time out. But, you know, he's, as I say now, I was just thinking there, you know, he may not have got an All-Star, you know, from, you know, that season. But it just goes to show you, thanks to our, you know, we did that Roscommon All-Stars 15. And, you know, the people have spoke. He actually got the most votes.
Yeah.
Out of all, you know, and he was the most popular player. So I suppose really from the start, when we were putting together the players from the last 25 years. He was one of the players you kind of knew would have been penciled in a corner for, would have made the team straight away. But it was by such a huge margin. So that goes to show you that it's a testament to the man as well. And I suppose it's a reflection of how appreciated he was by the supporters as well, because that's what it means, when I suppose a team is picked by the supporters and the listeners of the show, that because everyone is voters, that they were passionate Roscommon fans. And I suppose touching back on it, it was we were saying when we were doing the discussion for the we went through player by player on Ross Sports View. It was it was a standout. It was deserved that he made the team. So he at least he did get an all-star on our team anyway.
He did indeed, Aidan. Yeah, and I suppose when a moment ago I mentioned, like, about that, and I have to say that selection, that a team that the people voted for is a great team. The Roscommon All-Star 15 from 1995 to 2020. And in case anybody missed it, we can just give that team again. Frankie was left full forward, but the team was Shane Curran in goals, David Murray, right full back, Neil Collins, full back, Enan Gavin, left full back, Seanan McDermott, right half back, Francis Graham, centre half back, and Niall Daly, left half back, midfield, Seamus O'Neill and Karen Mannion, right half forward, Colin Craig, centre half forward, Fergal O'Donnell, and left half forward, Enda Smith, right full forward, Donal Shine, full forward, Conor Cox, and left full forward, the man himself, Frankie Dolan. But the just thought occurred to me there, Aidan, that although Frankie sort of had a early enough conclusion to his Roscommon career, really when his Roscommon career ended, his St Bridget's career just went into stratosphere, just took off, like the SpaceX rocket the other day. Frankie's career with St Bridget's really grew, and they went on to win so many Roscommon championships, club championships in Connacht, three or four, played in an All-Ireland final in 2011, and then won the All-Ireland in 2013. So Frankie's career with St Bridget's, as I said, was phenomenal as well. And he was the conductor of the orchestra, number 11 on that back, free taking, his passing range, his ability to bring others into the game. He provided the leadership. People gave him the ball. He could score. He could deliver it on a plate to Sinan Kilbride. Did such an understanding. And together with Sinan Kilbride, Karen Mannion, Frankie, Shane Curran, those players, they all deserved to win the All Ireland club title in 2013 to bring so much pride to Roscommon.
That's it. And I mean, he was a complete player. And I think it's safe to say when you look at the type of player and the quality of player that he is, he would have walked on any team in the country, really, wouldn't he?
Absolutely. Well, Aidan, the way he played in 2003, he would be in any county team, in
That's
my
it.
opinion. And I think that, like, the way he played against Kildare and Offaly,
Yeah.
especially, and against Leitrim, he got 6 points because Leitrim 3 against Cork. But that season, Frankie Dolan, if there was a transfer market, like, he would, he'd certainly be up there with the top players in the game. That number 15 jersey and that determination, and, like, as fans as well, Aidan, we appreciate the great performances that these guys gave us and the memories we have, particularly that evening in Portlaoise, and the warm evening, like 23, 24,000 people at the game, unbelievable,
Yeah.
and to take on a very good Kildare team, and to go down there underdogs, and to start off kicking a sideline ball over the bar. That sort of raised the level of belief in the Roscommon players immediately.
Yeah. And I'd say the Kildare team were saying when that went over, oh no, not another 60 minutes of this. And it's all the
Well, he had the Midas touch that night.
Yeah.
Sometimes in football or in life, things just go your way, don't they? Like, in
Yeah.
another day, they don't, for some particular reason. But frankly, that night, he was just incredible. I might just give you the full lineup of Roscommon's team in just to, for
That's
fun.
right. Yeah, we normally do
Just
that,
to give you
don't
the
we?
yeah. So I'll give you the full team. Now, Shane Curran was the goalkeeper and he was captain. Ray Cox from St Foyle was his right full back. David Casey from Boyle, full back. John White, Warwick Pearce, his left full back. Right half back, Morgan Byrne from Stokesfield. Centre back, Francie Graham. And left half back, Paul Noon from Roscommon Gaels. Centre midfield was Seamus O'Neill and Stephen Lohan. Then you had Gary Cox, Jerry Lohan, and Derek Kinnellan. Derek was from Kilmore. Gary is from Foyles, Jerry Lohan, of course, Kilbride. Top of the right, Jonathan Dunning. Carol Mannion was full forward, and Frankie Dolan was top of the left full forward. Then the subs, you had John Tiernan. He scored the goal for Roscommon. He came on for Jerry Lohan after half-time. Eamon Towey from St. Croans, he came on for Paul Noon with 20 minutes to go in normal time. Brian Higgins of Elphin came on for Derek Kinnellan, and then with 10 minutes to go. Nigel Dineen came on for Jonathan Dunning on the 63rd minute, which probably went into extra time. Oh, sorry, it wasn't. It was 7 minutes to go, normal time. Then Michael Ryan from the Gaels came on for John White, Aidan.
Yeah.
So Michael Ryan came on for John White at 70, so he came on for extra time. John Rogers came on in extra time for Gary Cox. John Rogers from Strokes, but he played football for Sligo Rovers as well, I think. That's it. Maybe long for time.
An all-rounder.
He was, yeah. And then Gerard Hearn from St. Bridget's came on for David Casey on the 89th minute with a minute to go. So like, there was a fine Roscommon team. The referee was Michael Collins from Cork. Tommy Carr was the manager. He said he said no team deserved to lose. It was such a good game. Pádraic Nolan, the Kildare manager, he said, you live a long time to see a team take the hits we took in the last two games and still stood up and were counted. That's what he said about his team. Just give you an idea who was on the Kildare team, because like, they were a famous team, so listeners might like to know, you know.
Yeah.
So like, Enda Murphy was the goalie. Brian Lacey, right full back. He got D Lyons was full back, and M Dunn was left full back. Mick Wright was right half back for Kildare. His father was Mick Wright as well. He played for Offaly and won All-Ireland back in the 70s, Mick Wright's father. Then Ryan was centre back, and Aidan McLaughlin was left half back. Then Ronan Sweeney was midfield with Killian Brennan, and then you had P. Murray, Johnny Doyle, and Pádraic Hurley, and then Pádraic Brennan, Kay Donnelly, and Tadhg Finnan. So you had like Eamon Callaghan came on, Derek McCormack, Eddie McCormack, you know, they were all. Dunica Lyons, I think, was the fullback, his name. So like, you know, they had Kildare had a fine team, like, not taken away from Roscommon performance. Kildare had a very good team, and it just adds to the calibre and the standard of Roscommon's performance that they beat a Kildare team which was, you know, awash with experienced players that had been in an All Ireland final and had won two Leinster championships in the 5 years before that, you know. So all credit to Roscommon, and credit especially to Frankie Dolan for his, without his show that night, Aidan,
yeah,
it would have been difficult for us, for me and Roscommon, to win that game. And as I said, it's a game that Roscommon fans will remember for a long, long time. And, you know, it was one of the great performances. We look at the great Roscommon performances. It's funny, in Portlaoise was also the scene of another great Roscommon performance that went extra time. It was the league quarter final in 1990, Roscommon in Dublin. And it went to extra time, and it was a game like that. You know, it was tit for tat. It was a classic game. Went to extra time. You know, all the greats for Roscommon were playing, Tony McManus, and, you know, John Newton, Seamus Killorden. Paul Staunton was in goals that day. I think Paul Staunton got save of the year that year, 1990, for a save he made. But the game was in Portlaoise as well in 1990, and Roscommon won to beat Dublin. We might cover that game sometime. It was a great game.
Yeah, maybe even next week or something. Yeah.
It's a classic game, I think. But it's one of those games that lives in the memory, you know.
Yeah.
And it's ironic that it happened in Portlaoise as well.
Yeah.
And it was against a team that were the Leinster, you know, they were beaten in the Leinster final the previous year, Meade, Dublin rather, and went all the way to extra time. And it's a classic game of football. So, you know, that Kildare game, that Dublin game, you know, really, really epic is the word you'd call it.
Absolutely. And you know, another game that was there, do you remember, I think it was an under 21 game. I think it was the under 20, All-Ireland under 21 semi-final. Do you remember Jeremy Murta? Roscommon had an amazing under 21 team that year. This, I forget what year it was, but
Cork, 2014.
Exactly, yeah. Roscommon were just awesome that day, and I think it was the standout player that day for me was Jermyn Murtagh that day,
Was
you know. And
absolutely.
so that was a, I think it's a bit of a look, a good look ground for Roscommon teams over the years.
We should make an application to see can we divert our matches to Portlaoise during that
Play all our Connacht matches.
Well, either that or Pier Stadium, because we have a great record in Pier Stadium too,
Yeah.
you know, the way things are going. Like Roscommon won the Connacht final in Pier Stadium in 78.
Yeah.
Remember Roscommon won there in 88. Tony Mack scored two goals. Roscommon won the Connacht Championship in 2017 and also in 2019. So Pier Stadium is a very happy hunting ground for Roscommon as well.
That's it, and I suppose really, you know, just looking at Roscommon's record in the Connacht in Connacht finals as well over the last 3, maybe 4 years, Roscommon won the 2 years that Roscommon won. They won it 3 years ago, and they won it last year. And
Yeah.
both of them were when Roscommon were operating in Division One. And then the sandwiched in between them then was the we lost to Galway in the Hyde. So it and I think we were in Division Two that year. So even though I think you know, we won the Division Two title, you know, it just goes to show you maybe it's just coincidence, but it just goes to show you like when you're playing in Division One how sharper you are. Now I'm not saying that they weren't sharp in the year in between those two things, but it just goes to show you. You know the because I mean we played Galway 3 years in a row there, you know, in Connacht finals, and three very good Galway teams, it has to be said. But maybe it's just a coincidence. What's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts is that the higher the level you play,
Yeah.
even if you don't get wins, if you're in Division One and you're putting in good performances and you're being very competitive in that league, even though you're not winning, it's nice to win. But if you look at it, you're still better off up there than
Yeah.
playing at a lower division because you're learning more. The higher up you go, the more you learn, no matter what you're doing, no matter who you're playing with. If you're playing a musical instrument, you go to a high level band, your standards improve. You know, you go up a level. Same
Yeah.
with football. The higher the level of team you play with, your standards go up. It's like you see a player moving from the Championship in England up to the Premier League.
Yeah.
He has to improve. He has to get up to the level of the Premier League, but he will because
Mm.
he's training at that level. He's playing at that level, and you automatically, if you have the ability, if the ability is there, that person will go up to an extra level. They get more out of them. You know what I mean? They have to. It's a necessity.
That's
And
it.
Roscommon played in 2017, Aidan. Roscommon played in the Division One. They lost every match, and then in the last game they played Cavan and beat Cavan.
I
But
remember
if
that, yeah.
anybody that was at the Roscommon matches in 2017, you could see that their performances were pretty good. Like, they weren't being
Yeah.
hammered. You know, there were, I think maybe the Mayo game or that,
I think they had a
but
great. They played. You know, even the likes of Tyrone, Kerry, they played those two teams in the Hyde. They were unreal against Tyrone. I remember that game. They were unlucky. You know, they were unlucky actually not to win that game. I
Well,
think. But,
that was in 2019, the drawing game where we should have won that game.
yeah. Oh
You
no,
know,
but I'm saying in the league, like you know, in
yeah, in the
the
league,
yeah.
yeah, in the league, and we should have won that game. That was the point that was the day that we got relegated. That point could have saved us from relegation. The previous day we beat Monaghan,
Yeah.
but I was in the Hyde where we played Dublin, and we were very competitive against Dublin. You know,
We
we
should have
beat
won
them.
that day, actually, yeah.
We were well up, and Dublin got two very poor goals, two balls into the square that got pulled on. You know, and they weren't great goals at all. I think Dean Rock scored one of them. But like in 2017, Roscommon were putting in very good performances. I was at the very first match in 2017. It was up in Omagh
Yeah.
against Tyrone, and we got a goal in the first half through Niall Daly. But you know something, Ed? We could have scored three or four goals in the first half.
Yeah.
Like, I think Tyrone ran out three or four or 5 point winners. I remember John McManus scored a great point for Scotland that day in the second half against Tyrone. But Tyrone ran out in the end, three or four or 5 points win. But
Yeah.
Scotland were very competitive and very, very good. And Scotland had decent performances right throughout 2017 league campaign in Division One. Got relegated, beat Cavan in the last game. But if anybody was at the matches, would see that the Scotland were not a bad team. You
Oh
know.
no, definitely
And
not. Yeah.
they were coming all the time. So similarly in 2019, we're playing Division One and being pretty competitive in all those games. So like, it was no shock that Roscommon were well able to like, In the last year in the league over Mayo, we could have won that game. Do you remember the big storm? So there was nothing in it. You know, we were in Division 1, lost by a point or two to Mayo in the league in Castlebar. So Roscommon were ready. We're back in the championship. But to answer your question, definitely, if you can play at Division 1, play at Division 1. This idea of saying we're too young or whatever, no.
But that's it. Roscommon were never too young or anything. They just had excellent players. And to be fair, that year that they were, you know, that they were runners up against Galway, they were unlucky that day as well, I thought, Dr. Hyde Park.
That's the game Roscommon should have won.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of wides we kicked that day, like we played against the Storm in the first half, played pretty well, and we got a goal. And, you know, we were doing really, really well. And I remember the second half, we dominated the first 15 minutes of it.
Yeah.
Cahill Compton had a great game, and he had to go off. And then after that, we sort of faded a bit. But the amount of chances we missed, I don't know how many wides we kicked. We kicked frees wide from in front of the goal. You know, we kicked score, but frees.
Yeah.
You know, it comes back to our old bugbear about having a reliable free taker, you know.
Yeah.
But they missed chances. And then we got a penalty to put us back in the driving seat. But we just, that was a kind of final that we should have won. We should have been. In theory, we could be going for three in a row now, or four in a row rather. And if we were very lucky, we could be going for five in a row. Like we could have won the 2016 final in Pearce Stadium that day as well. So we had the winning of the last four kind of championships.
That's it, and I think it's only a matter of time before we're there or thereabouts as regards getting to All Ireland semi-finals and finals, because we do have the quality. It's, you know, it's, and I think in fairness to, Kevin McStay before him, and of course, Anthony Cunningham now, like we, you know, that they've done great work with Roscommon teams, but you know, I think we're not too far off getting to the next level.
Well, hopefully we will, Aidan. You know, hopefully we will. We've got a good forward line now, and the defence is tightened up. And if we get like Tiger Rourke and Cahill Compton in the middle of the field, you know, we have a decent team. There's no question about it. And if the guys can grow and believe more in themselves, keep going doing what they're doing, like last year, like what they did in Castlebar and Galway was tremendous.
Yeah.
Like the last round robin game in the Super 8s, we went down to Cork and beat them, which was a great confidence boost. You know, we played pretty well against Tyrone, and we had some chances against Dublin. I think there was more chances scores for us against Dublin than we maybe didn't take, but we were more competitive than we were the previous year, and that's down to experience, you know. And we're now becoming a more seasoned team with more experience, and hopefully we all get behind the team, and Anthony Cunningham and his backroom team get behind this group of players, and let's hope that they will keep going forward and believe in themselves. And whenever the COVID thing is gone and the teams are allowed to go back to play, let's hope that Roscommon will keep the performance levels at the level they were last year in the championship, which they were tremendous. They were a credit, those guys, you know, really were a credit.
And there's no reason why not.
No, hopefully, like we've got some great. Look at our forwards again: the Smith, we've got Donny Smith, you know, Conor Cox, you know, Cahill Craig is there as well, you know, and. Let's hope, you know, Fergal Lennon has a big year ahead. You know, let's hope Kieran and Fergal Lennon, great players. Like, let's hope that they'll continue to develop into great county players as well. You know, so
that's it.
And Cahill Compton, he's back, and hopefully he can go to the next level. And Tiger Rourke will always give you 100%. And you have the Daly's there, and you have David Murray, you know, Sean Maloney, hopefully he'll get back to his very best as well.
Not to mention the players that are coming through in the coming years as well. So it's going to be, there's a great source of optimism there. Not putting pressure on the squad, but these players have handled pressure over the last couple of years, you know, the pressure that has been put on them. And, you know, it's not about putting pressure on them. It just shows that the fans believe in the players, and that's a boost for them as well, because they're a great bunch of lads, and they work hard, and they train hard and all that, and you know they deserve the success. But I suppose that's the thing in Gaelic games and everything in sport. It's you know, it's not handed to you on a plate, you earn it. And you know, these guys aren't work shy. They put in everything to it, and you know, they deserve anything they win, they deserve it, like, and it's well earned. And that's I suppose really it goes back to the thing where, you know, If you earn it and you work hard and you win something, it's appreciated. You know, I mean, in other aspects of life, you know, there's people maybe that their things are handed to them on a plate, but if it's handed to you, it's not really appreciated, you know. Whereas if you earn it, you appreciate it. You know, you don't take it's not taken for granted, and you appreciate winning it.
Well, if you look at it last year, like the last two kind of championships has gone and won in 17-19 in Galway in Pearce Stadium, like were tremendous performances. You know, they really deserved every bit of congratulations and accolade and adulation that they got, because like the 2017 final performance, 217 to 14 points, like was just a great, it was a great performance under Kevin McStay. You know, they. Roscommon went out, they attacked Galway, they showed great belief, got a great goal in the first half. Dermot Murtagh's ball into Cian Connolly. You know, and in the second half, Brian Stacking soon got that brilliant goal. Same last year, you know, Cox and Murtagh and the guys, you know, they deserved, you know, they had to battle for those kind of championships and
Yeah.
they deserved it. And let's hope that they'll continue to go forward this year. You know, Roscommon fans have great belief and faith in the team and in the manager and the management team. And let's hope that, Aidan, we can, you know, take it to whoever, like, you know, we were supposed to play Leitrim and London and Mayo if we got over Leitrim. Let's go forward and don't fear these teams, because we have the
That's
ability
it.
and let's go and do what we did last year and go beyond it. You know, because as I said, the next step is to hopefully get back into the Super Eights and be even more competitive. Whenever that happens, we may not have the Super Eights this year. So I'm not jumping the gun. Scotland's most important game is their next game, and you can only take one game at a time. And think about Championship football in Connacht and everywhere else. There's not a lot between Roscommon, Mayo and Galway. You know,
That's
there's not
it.
a, you know, like Galway have, you know, Galway have Shane Walsh, he's their main man, and you know, Mayo will always be a threat no matter what. You say the people say they're in decline, but they'll always be a threat. They always have top players, you know. And
There's nothing as dangerous as a wounded animal, as they
absolutely,
say.
because people would nearly write Mayo off this year. You know, they write
Yeah.
them off, but you can't do that. You know, they've still got serious quality altogether. Like they've got a lot of
Yeah.
experience, so Mayo will still be a very, very dangerous team. And I don't think there's an awful lot between Roscommon and Galway and Mayo. The only problem we had this year was that we were operating Division 2A, and as you said,
Yeah.
that's a disadvantage. Because the more games you get at a high level, brings you up to a higher level, makes you more competitive. And we had the benefit of Division 1 in 2017 and 2019 when we won the championship. We didn't have it in 2018, and we didn't have it this year. But I suppose there's a bit of more of a level playing field this year. If a championship does arise, nobody would have maybe had a league campaign before the
Yeah.
championship if we have a championship this year. So that might, you know, mitigate that aspect of it, you know, make it irrelevant. But it's always good, and hopefully we will get back to Division 1. You know, we were joint top now in Division 2, and hopefully whenever the league resumes, if it's this year or next year, then we can push on and get promotion, because the league's great nowadays. The games are so competitive, you know. It's great championship. I'm not saying it's a great tournament, the league, you know. Every game, Division 1, 2, 3 and 4, teams are playing like for like. There's not a lot between them. Very high standard in each league. So it makes for great entertainment.
That's it.
And the championship, obviously, there's lopsided games, but you don't have lopsided games really in the league. And Roscommon are in Division 2, a very competitive league. We'd come setbacks early on, you know, losing that lead against Laois and stuff like that. But and Fermanagh, then defeating Fermanagh. Why have we got such a poor record in Fermanagh? Do you know,
Yeah.
as long as we must look into that on the show some night, because we just can't win a match down in Enniskillen.
Yeah.
Like that's not today or yesterday. That's going on for decades, you know.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s, I remember being down and we couldn't win. So
Yeah.
Fermanagh are a bogey team for Roscommon. Like, we lost down in 2015 in the qualifiers. We lost in the league this year. We lost in the league. You know, I remember losing the league when the late Donny Shine was manager. So and being at the game. So
Yeah.
yeah, but the league is very competitive in Division 2, and hopefully we'll get out of Division 2 whenever that happens and get back up in Division 1. Playing the Kerrys, the Dublins, the Donegals, Tyrones, you know, these teams, they're the people that we have to go after, you
That's
know,
it.
as a county. And we can do, you know, we can do it if we keep going in the right direction that we're going in.
That's it, like, and as I say, that one word, belief, and as I said before, there was a, you know, down in the showgrounds in in Sligo Rovers home pitch before game one day. I saw the banner in Sligo Rovers, in Sligo Rovers dressing room, and it said team, TEAM, together everyone achieves more. And I think,
Yeah.
you know, the way Roscommon are, and the closeness of the squad, and you know that they're, you can see they're good friends off the pitch as well as on the pitch, and the do anything for one another. And I think that's, you know, that banner rings true. Together everyone achieve more, you know. Together everyone does achieve more as a team, because I think once you're divided or once you're on your own, then it's, you're on a hiding to nothing. But yeah, so hopefully things will you know, we'll get back soon, and Roscommon will there'll be many great days ahead for Roscommon GAA. So next week, yeah, we might cover that game next week then, Ray. Hello? Hello, Ray?
The 1990 game
Yeah.
between Dublin and Roscommon. Yeah, we could do that, Aidan. But
Yeah.
just on that team that you spoke about there a moment ago, together everybody achieves a great club team there in Derry. You know, the unlucky not to win a couple of All-Ireland club championships.
Yeah.
And they ran this year, like they won the Ulster club championship, and they ran the eventual winners, Ballyhale Shamrocks, very very close semi-final. Oh, if this is a team in Derry, it's Derry, like, and I know they got some great players like there, you know, with Christy McCaig and you know these guys, but Brendan Rodgers, wonderful player as well. There's a great footballer. Talking about full backs there, we spoke about full backs. We were looking at the best of coming. Brendan Rodgers is a phenomenal fullback, but they have a slogan in their club, and it's Níon Yart Nóg Ó Cuaill Na Chéile, an Irish
Yeah.
slogan, saying there's no strength without unity, or
Yeah.
there's unity, and it's a lovely quote as well. Níl Neart Nóg Ó Cuaill Na Chéile. So it's great that Roscommon are together, and as you said, they're a great team. You know, they give the fans so much enjoyment last year. I remember being on the pitch after the game at Castlebar, and you know they really really gave us so much to be happy about. So let's hope that we continue under the same vein as we did last year, and as the man says, look forward to many more great performances from this Roscommon team and from those players who are great ambassadors for the county. But Aidan, yeah, the great look at the Roscommon Dublin League quarter final game from 1990 in Portlaoise that went to extra time, and again one of the epic games in
Value for
Roscommon football
money.
history. Sorry,
Value for
absolutely.
money, yeah.
Just it was like the Kildare qualifier game,
Yeah.
really was, except it was played maybe in about April time of the year, maybe
Yeah.
before the summertime. So of course Roscommon went on to win the county championship that year, beating Galway in the final, and before losing to Cork in the semi-final. So we'll be great to look at that game.
That's grand. Okay, thanks very much for that, Ray, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ian.
And
Bye.
that was Ray Lannan, former Roscommon goalkeeper.